Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Huge car bomb exploded on a busy street in the Somalian capital Mogadishu, killing at least 20, destroying several buildings. Reuters' Conway Gittins has our report.
A fiery car bomb rocking the streets of Mogadishu Saturday, killing at least 20. The blast in the Somalian capital occurring on a busy street, home to government offices, hotels, and restaurants. A Reuters eyewitness on the scene says the bomb was powerful enough to set dozens of vehicles on fire and destroy several buildings in the area. Chaos ensuing in the aftermath as soldiers fired indiscriminately and even journalists were attacked, no group claiming immediate responsibility. But attacks like these have been carried out in the past by the Islamist group Al-Shabaab. The Al-Qaeda-linked group is seeking to topple what is seen as a weak government in an effort to put strict Islamic rule in place.
That is Reuters' Conway Gittins reporting. Also in the news, a spokesman for Syrian militia says Islamic State fighters expected to evacuate the city of Raqqa in a withdrawal agreement with U.S.-backed Syrian militias surrounding them. On Friday, scores of civilians fled Raqqa ahead of an anticipated final push into the city by U.S.-backed fighters aiming to retake it from the Islamic State militants. John Kerry, the former U.S. Secretary of State and harsh critic of President Trump's decision not to be recertifying the Iran nuclear deal in compliance with that deal that was signed by six world powers and Iran in 2015. Iran's president said Friday the nuclear deal it signed with six world powers in 2015 could not be revoked. This is VOA News. Venezuelans cast ballots today in regional elections that are widely seen as a vital test for both President Nicolas Maduro and the opposition. Many polling experts say the opposition coalition could win 20 of the state's elections, a feat that would mark the first time since 2000 Maduro's Socialist Party would be forced to rule a country with so many opposition governors. Even if opposition politicians win 20 states, there are no guarantees they would be able to effectively wield power. Opposition was unable to sustain anti-Maduro protest, in which 125 people were killed between April and July after Maduro opposed the protest and formed the Constituent Assembly. Aid agencies are increasing humanitarian operation to keep pace with the growing need of the expanding Rohingya Muslim refugee population in Bangladesh. UN says a recent surge of new arrivals there has pushed the number of people who have fled violence in neighboring Myanmar since late August to more than 530,000. We get more now from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
An influx of around 11,000 Rohingya refugees arrived over the land border in Bangladesh Monday. UN refugee spokesman Andre Mahechich says the border since has been relatively quiet, but he adds that people are still on the move inside Myanmar trying to make the journey to Bangladesh.
Certainly there are substantial numbers being reported of being waiting, trying to get across the Naf River using the boats and then cross into Bangladesh.
A huge aid operation is underway in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, with agencies providing shelter, food, water, sanitation, and other life-saving needs. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Hurricane Ophelia is expected to take aim at Britain and Ireland this weekend, a rare storm for the North Atlantic that's expected to carry high winds, rough seas to five western counties of Ireland. Ophelia is currently strengthening offshore near the Azores and has been given Category 3 status. Ophelia has top sustained winds 185 kilometers per hour. Wildfires in the U.S. state of California have been racing toward the state's famous wineries and the historic town of Sonoma, chasing hundreds more people from their homes, threatening to roll back firefighters' modest gains against the blazes. Nearly a week after the fires began, the flames have left 38 people dead and destroyed 5,700 homes and businesses. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.